This is episode number 2277 of the Who Cares News for Monday, August 22nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Whirlwind. That's a word for it.
There you go.
Ben and Jen put on one hell of a party this weekend.
That's
in the
right.
Georgia heat.
I missed it. I must have overslept.
Well, on Saturday, they got married again in front of family and friends.
God, how many times have they gotten married?
Except for Casey.
They got married in Vegas. Did they get married someplace else? No.
No.
They were waiting for this last
no.
weekend, right?
Right.
But they went on the honeymoon. They went to France. So they've been on the honeymoon.
They got married legally in Vegas.
They did. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm keeping things
and
straight.
And now this is, and a lot of people do this.
Yeah. True.
This was their.
Is this the thing now? I mean, it's
their
like
formal ceremony, like with.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But they got married in private.
Right. Sort of.
Ish.
At the Elvis Chapel. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And there were other couples there waiting in line. They just, you know. They just blended in, sort of, kind of. I'm sorry.
Anywho.
Continue.
A lot of people do that. Anyhow, guests wore white for and that's weird because, well, of course, you know, she's already got married. Guests wore white for Saturday's big soiree.
Oh, wow. So that was, okay, that's interesting.
And the pictures that we saw.
Wow.
But the dress code featured a wide variety. Some men were in white shorts and sneakers.
Oh, my. That's a little tacky.
And there was a woman in a white fringe leather jacket
and
my. Sparkly cowboy hat.
Even more tacky. Wow, my goodness. Okay,
just
all right.
Just because you got money doesn't mean there's any accounting.
Well, it was Georgia. It was hot Atlanta. I mean, it's hot there in this time of year. And they were outdoor. They were in the out of doors.
Wearing leather in the Georgia heat.
But wearing white. White was still okay because it's not Labor Day yet.
Well, and since she's already got married, I mean, usually just the bride wears white.
Right. Nobody wants to show up the bride. But look, you can wear all the white you want. You're not showing up Jennifer Lopez. Just ain't happening.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Can't happen. It's not possible.
So yesterday, the shuttles brought the guests back out
to the
ranch.
Yeah, this was a weekend thing, right?
Yes.
They were doing the whole damn weekend.
It was like a 3-day thing. And yesterday was the barbecue lunch at the estate.
Extravaganza.
So earlier in the week, Ben's mom went to the hospital.
Oh, no.
After falling and cutting herself.
Oh, no.
And then Ben's younger brother, Casey,
yeah?
wasn't even in the state.
What the hell?
He was here.
What the hell?
He was back home.
What the hell?
And he claimed he had parental commitments.
Oh, Casey. That's unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
Frickin' forgivable. That's your brother. Yes, I know he's gotten married, but you're the uncle to his kids. You owe him that. Don't you?
That was his brother.
I know. It's his only brother. They
so
have no
the,
other
what
siblings.
What the hell?
I know. What's the deal?
And if you're curious where Jen Garner been.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know,
Jen.
The ex Jennifer.
She was not invited, I'm sure, or maybe she was.
No. But you gotta wonder, was she invited? She was seen shopping with her dad and boyfriend, John Miller.
Oh, my.
At Sam's Club in
West
Virginia.
She goes to Sam's Club. Wow, see, this is why I like Jen Garner.
So, see,
she's
she was
so
actually
down
close.
To earth. She goes to her own, she does her own shopping. I love that.
She actually does, most of the time.
She goes to Sam's Club. I mean.
But and she was in West Virginia, which is very close.
Well, that's where her family's
Georgia.
From. And, like, she's part of their farm business there. They grow organic
so
yogurt
cute.
Stuff or something like that. How cool
so
is that?
Cute.
Well, congratulations to the re-minted Mr. and Mrs. Affleck.
Well, last night was the much-anticipated premiere of the Game of Thrones prequel.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
House of Dragons.
Yeah.
Story takes place 200 years before the events.
Yeah.
200 years. Before
well,
the events
prequel,
of the Game of Thrones.
So, you know, yeah.
Well, 1883 is a prequel,
so
that's
a,
not 200
it's
years.
It's about the Targaryens family, which is where Daenerys came from and her brother, and the dragons in
the
Game
dragons.
Of Thrones. They all came from that family, so from what I understand.
All right, so no, I'm not going to do any spoilers.
Yeah, I know.
That the trailer hasn't already given
the
away.
The trailer's given away plenty, I'm sure.
Yeah, the story takes place in the House of Targaryen.
Yes.
The very ancestors
see,
of the...
I want to see it.
Daenerys from GOT.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
There's Doctor Who. Or Prince Philip. Or whomever Matt Smith is
Matt
playing
Smith.
Now.
I love Matt Smith. I read him saying... Do we really have to have this much sex? He said. And somebody explained to him that, well, you know, it's they're being true to the books. And so then he said, well, if it's for the books, then we shall have the sex.
Jeez. You know, for movies, they change books all the time, but they're not going to change it from the sex.
Well, yeah, no, not for the sex. No, that's why people watch this damn thing.
And, of course, the throne is front and center.
See, that's amazing to me. Now, I didn't pay that much attention to Game of Thrones. I watched a few seasons, but I never really paid attention to how old that damn thing was. But it makes sense. It's been in the family for a couple hundred years. The fact that it was with the Targaryens for a while, and then it ended up with the Lannisters or whoever it ended up with. It's crazy. But I love it. I love that kind of crap.
Well, you know, you can assume that not just the sex.
Yeah.
But death.
Well,
as
yeah,
well,
death, murder.
Both will run yeah, rampant.
There will be. If you thought it was bad in GOT, it'll be bad in this one.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You might want to, re-up your HBO Max.
Well, I was just thinking that because I let it lapse, so now I'm gonna have to re-up it. But see, now I'm waiting, kinda, because Discovery now owns Warner Brothers. Uh-huh. Warner Brothers owns HBO, and they're going to merge. This is no secret. They're going to merge HBO Max and Discovery Plus. In fact, they're already starting to run some Discovery shows on
HBO Max. And so now it's going to be, instead of Discovery Plus, it'll be called HBO Max.
I don't know. It might be called HBO Discovery Max. Who knows? But or it might be HBO Plus because, you know, Plus. Everything's got a damn Plus on it now. Even the NFL's got a Plus. Everybody's got a Plus. Don't
Everybody's
get me started on the
Plus.
Anyway,
I did see a movie over the weekend that I was.
What'd you see? What'd
yikes.
You see? Yikes!
No, don't.
What movie is Yikes? Oh no, the movie was scary. Was that it or suspenseful? What?
Well, it was very suspenseful.
What was it? What'd you watch?
And I'm late watching it, of course.
Yeah.
Bird Box.
Oh, that's supposed to be really good. So was it good?
It was excellent.
Really?
Sandra Bullock should have got an Oscar for that one.
Wow. Well, I know that the house
and it's suspenseful
that they're in. It's been real popular. It's in Pasadena. It's on a corner. And people, when the thing first came out, the place was like the Brady Bunch house. Everybody went up to it.
Oh,
they had
sure.
to take their picture in front of it and everything else.
Well, Doc Brown's house is there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. With our apologies to Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.